All right. Hey, listen, I got to touch on a topic. I'm going to intro it, and then I'll do some more of it when I get back from the break. But there's a thing happening in Montgomery. And it's just weird. It's just, I've never seen this before. I've seen drama. I've seen cabinet members come and go. I've seen people vying for positions, and I see people interviewing for jobs, and I've seen boards and commissions, and you know, my time in Montgomery, I feel like I've seen a share of changeover. Even when Republicans took over, we still had changeover. I've never seen anything like this. So the State Board of Veterans Affairs is the board that controls and runs the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs. Every state has its own VA that relates to the federal, but it also has its state benefits and state applications, and it administers the funds that come from the federal government, and the state, you know, has its own, like we have our own veterans houses and all that kind of stuff. The secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs is a guy named Kent Davis. If I'm not mistaken, he's a retired Navy Rear Admiral. By all rights, he's done a good job. One of the reasons why I know he's kind of done a good job is because you never had to hear his name. I mean, in government circles, if they don't know who you are, it's probably because you're just quietly humming along and doing your gig. But Kent Davis has gone basically into the point of drawing the ire of the governor. So just real quickly, to give you the background on it, apparently back in August, Kent Davis, the secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs for the state of Alabama, filed an ethics complaint. He filed an ethics complaint against the Alabama Department of Mental Health Commissioner, Kim Boswell. So that's two cabinet-level positions. One of them filed an ethics complaint against the other. That's a little public. That's a little weird. That's a little bit, wow, why didn't they get in a room and talk this out? Apparently, the ADVA, the Veterans Affairs, they believe that the Department of Mental Health was keeping them from receiving $7 million in federal funds and basically shorting the Department of Veterans Affairs. So on behalf of veterans and at the direction of his board, Kent Davis filed this complaint. The complaint was dismissed, and the governor asked for his resignation. And he originally said he wouldn't resign. And she called him to her office for a meeting. And after the meeting, he agreed that he would resign. Effective December 31st, he'd be leaving the post. And then his board got together and said they don't see any reason why he should have to leave. And so he began to change his mind. And so this week, the governor called for a meeting, which she can do because she's an ad hoc member of every single board there is. But the governor called for a meeting of the Veterans Affairs Board. And the Veterans Affairs Board met, and for 90 minutes they debated him, and they rejected the governor's call. So yesterday, the governor, after the board rejected her call, just fired him unilaterally and sent the police to his house to pick up state computers and that kind of stuff. The whole thing is drama like you wouldn't believe, and you got to look at it and go, is anybody in charge? I mean, they're just telling the governor to go pound sand, and they get to do that? At the same time, why is she letting it happen? Listen, we're going to talk about more of this when we get back, but yeah, there's a little capital drama going on. In the meantime, take me to a break, JP. I ran long. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. All right, so we're on this Dipper number two. It's a brief one. I have a feeling it's going to wind up being a matter of discussion in the Grand Council that comes up after the next break, so stay tuned for that one. Short segment here because I ran long on the last segment, but let me just go ahead and give you a little bit more to think about. This thing with Governor Ivey, firing the Secretary of the Alabama Department of Veterans Affairs, actually Commissioner, he's called a Commissioner, I'm sorry, Commissioner Kent Davis. Keep in mind, Commissioner Kent Davis is a retired Navy Admiral. Commissioner Kent Davis's board, the State Board of Veterans Affairs, fully supports him. So much so that when the governor called for a meeting of the board, she was calling for the board to review his, you know, position and to take action, and the board met and rejected the governor's call. 90 minutes. I mean, they spent 90 minutes debating it. Here's one more thing I will say this. AL.com, which I often don't follow their stuff, but Mike Kaysen for AL.com is one of the few reporters who I really personally like him, and I also like his stuff. Mike Kaysen did a piece. He pointed out Ivy called the meeting, and then she didn't bother to attend. Well, that's interesting. So Governor Ivy called for the meeting. She didn't want to attend the meeting that she called, but she wanted it to be done so that, you know, they could review the guy who serves at her pleasure, I believe. Although one of the, let me read this. Where's that piece I've got here? The attorney for Commissioner Davis did say this. His name is John Saxon. He's an attorney representing Davis right now. He said, when the governor gets mad, the governor gets even, and she's getting even now. He says, we will look very seriously at all the legal options. First, whether the governor does in fact have the power to unilaterally remove him because he was hired and reports to the board. Maybe she does. He said, second, we're going to take a very serious look at filing a lawsuit under the anti-retaliation provisions of the Alabama Ethics Act. If we do that, I look forward to taking the governor's deposition and see how she does when she's under oath and unscripted. What he's saying there is what started all of this is when, at the direction of the board, the commissioner of the ADVA filed an ethics complaint against another department claiming they were withholding funds from veterans. And then he's now being retaliated against for filing an ethics complaint. It's like being a whistleblower. So I'm just saying, this Capitol drama is just amazing. Well, hey, listen, we're going to be going to the break here momentarily. I got to tell you guys, so we're doing the Grand Council, right? The Grand Council, just so you know, is sponsored for you by Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. They are amazing at what they do. You hear them advertise on our show all the time. Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, they can help you to look at your investment portfolios and determine whether or not you're accidentally investing in things that are woke or anti-Christian. They can literally help you with what's known as biblically responsible investing principles. They can grow your bottom line and still help you stay out of the wokeness, which is amazing. And I love that. At the same time, you might want to know this. In the month of October that we're in and next month in November, Paul Breyer and his team, they're hosting classes. They're going to let you come to their class for free, do a deep dive into retirement planning and risk management and how to check your portfolio. And they'll do all this stuff. All you got to do is go to their website and sign up for it. So, yeah, you can go to their website, Inspire Advisors. It's www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Sign up for the class. I mean, it's what a cool opportunity. And, oh, by the way, space is limited. So get in there while you can. Sign up for the class. Inspire Advisors, moneypatternwealth.com. Sponsors of the Grand Council. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.